scents or fragrances. So we're up to tests. Gargir, a gargim, which is v'hu chavatzelos. The chavatzelos. V'yesham shu luriyav. And some people say it's a lurio. So some people say it's a lily. But anyways, so this is an interesting fragrant plant. Well, we'll see if it's a plant. So Mechaber says as follows, im gadol begina, if it grows in an orchard, mevarak b'rayatze b'samin. So then you make a bracha that's like a tree. It's a tree-like fragrant thing. Im gadol b'sada, but if it grows wild in the field, out in the open, mevarak b'rayatze b'samin. Make a brayasve mesum. So obviously, you know, it's the same thing. Why? Page 260. So the question is again, well, it's the same thing. Why are you making two different brachas depending on where it grew? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that if it grew in an orchard, so it's cultivated and it's watered, and even though, as we said before, one of the criteria for brayasve mesum is that the stem lasts, like a rose, even though we call it a rose bush, but something like that. So even though this the stem doesn't, the eights doesn't necessarily last from year to year, but the plant itself, the stem might go, but the tree itself lasts from year to year. So therefore, that qualifies as a tree, whereas the wild one, it completely dies. It completely dies, and then it grows back like an herb. So even though it's the same thing, it grows in different places, the different places make a difference in the bracha because it doesn't last. Okay, let's go on to here. Ha'ilofanav, you might remember this halacha because we had it before in a way. Ha'ilofanav atse b'samim, you had a bunch of fragrant things. One thing is an eitz, you had a rose. An eitz, atse b'samim. You also had asve b'samim. You also had something that's considered an herb. It's a vegetation. So you'd make a bray atse b'samim on the second thing. And you also had umine b'samim. And you had something that you make a bray mine b'samim. You had all three. You had a variety of scents. So, but each one of these three things has a different bracha over the scent. Atse b'samim, one. Asve b'samim, two. And the third is mine b'samim, the generic bracha. So what do you do? So the Mechaber says, Mevarcha kol echad bracha haru'uya lo. Make three separate brachas. Even though you just say, make a bray mine b'samim, cover all of them with one bracha. So the Mechaber says, no. That you shouldn't knock it all three off with one bracha. Bray mine b'samim. But lechachila, the Mechaber says, you should make one, it's different bracha, a separate bracha on each one. And the Rama says, v'im b'irach al kulam b'nei v'samim, but let's say you did. Let's say you just made one bracha, b'orei b'nei v'samim on all three species, on all three things, yatsa, your yotza. V'im tzarech lahakdim shel eitz l'shel asavim. So now, okay, so I have to make, look, okay, let's make three separate brachas. Atzei b'samim, asvei b'samim, minei b'samim. Which one comes first? Which one do you do first? Which one of those three brachas do you do first? So the Rama says, very interesting, ayin la'el, simen reish yud aleph. Look before. Reish yud aleph. So if you recall, on reish yud aleph, we had a similar thing. We had a question of, you have something that's an eitz, a bray priya eitz, yet food. As something that's a bray priya eitz, you had an apple. And you had something that's a bray priya dami, you had, I don't know what, a potato, a tomato. And then you had a shahakol. Right? You had something, so which one do you do first? Shahakol is a generic bracha that goes over all types of food. So it's the same shaila, the Mechaber says, the Rama says. Okay? So what do we do? Well, you probably remember from Reish Yud Aleph. But if you don't, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll go.